There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Art for Art's Sake. Art Dubai kicks off for its 12th year in just over a fortnight. In the studio to talk to us about the local appetite for buying art and how economies affect it, we're very pleased to have the fair director, Maina Ayadin, with us again. Maina, it's lovely to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And this is going to be your second Art Dubai, am I right?
Yes.
Since you were made fair director. What did you learn from the first one that you're bringing into this one?
I've got to listen. Honestly, the first year was great. We have a fantastic team at Art Dubai. The fair is monstrous. The programming is incredible. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later, but the team is so supportive. So I spent the bulk of my first year listening, talking, and here we are, number 12.
And this year is taking place, you could argue, in slightly similar economic conditions to last year. We're certainly not at the oil lows that we'd seen three and a bit years before, but it's still a subdued oil price, and there still are some quite serious regional economic concerns. How does that atmosphere impact people buying art?
Well, to begin with, the fact that Art Dubai's got something for everybody, so it's not at one fixed price bracket. So you can find artworks in the couple of $100s through to the six-figure sums. So it's quite democratic, and it's, you know, price ranges. So there's really something for everyone. The diversity is really very, very much a core aspect of our practice and our programming and the art fair's DNA. So we have 105 galleries coming in this year, which is up 11 from last year. And they're coming from a record 48 countries. So we have, you know, energies coming in from Africa and a lot from everywhere else around the world.
In general, though, and I know you've spent a lot of time working in the arts and covering the arts before you took this position, does what the economy is doing affect what the big art buyers are buying? I don't know, does it make people less experimental, less likely to take a punt on a newer artist? What happens?
There's more opportunity. And because the Middle East is fertile ground at the moment, and in art market terms, so the world is looking to the region. They've been looking to the region for the last decade. And the nucleus of all this is really the art fair. It's not just a platform where people buy and sell art, but it's also where people meet. So it's a gathering point, a place for networking, and the programming around it. Because it's still a developing art market, the opportunities are there in terms of contemporary but also modern art, so pre-1970.
I'm thinking of the sweet spot in terms of price for the type of works that those 105 galleries are exhibiting at Art Dubai. And I wander around every year, drooling, wishing. It's like being a car showroom, a Ferrari showroom. The sense I get is that the sweet spot, it's not the multi-million dollar art, and then it's not necessarily affordable art. Maybe the kind of $5,000 to $50,000 is probably the sweet spot for art, but that's just my back of an envelope calculations. What's your experience?
First of all, I'm surprised you were drooling and you felt like you were in a Ferrari showroom. You should have asked, because you could get amazing art for super affordable prices at Art Dubai. And by affordable, I understand it's a relative term. But I've bought art from Art Dubai for a couple of $100s, no joke. So it's very much a platform where there are opportunities, trends are set, trends are made. And this is the platform for a lot of regional artists to come and be exhibited and exposed. You'd be surprised to know that something that might seemingly look super expensive is actually super accessible. So there are opportunities. There's also so many different media. So works on paper, photography, sculpture, installation.
But if we look at those galleries, those 105 galleries flying in from all over the place, including Paris, London, New York, the big art markets, they're not coming here to sell me a painting for a few $100s. For it to be worth their while, for the insurance cost, to ship the art over, for the people to come, to pay the cost of getting a space at Art Dubai, that's a significant investment. They've
that's
got
true.
To be selling
that's true.
Tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of art.
That's true. But the galleries are not just selling the couple of $100 artwork. They're selling that, but then they're also selling the couple of $1,000 artwork in the same booth. But you need to think about it from the gallery's perspective. They need to launch an artist, and they need to start somewhere. And most often than not, Art Dubai is that platform for them to launch the career of an artist. So, for example, at Art Dubai in 2007, where we brought in 40 galleries and 8,000 visitors, some of the artists that were being shown there are now hot ticket names 12 years later at the same platform. Today we have 105 galleries, 48 countries, so a lot more diversity. So there's things and people to discover.
How do you discover them, though? I mean, what's the art buying tip? Do you pick someone who seems to be of the moment, zeitgeisty, or do you just go for something that you like?
My advice always is to buy what you like. Some people buy with their eyes, some people buy with their ears.
How do you buy with your ears?
You speculate and you listen to what others are buying, and you buy whatever someone else is buying. So you're just buying for investment purposes, which is fine if you want that. But you need to buy what you like because you're going to live with it. But you need to read and you need to ask. And there's a lot of literature that's coming out, a lot of content, but also there's a lot of amazing people at Art Dubai that you can speak to. So museum directors, curators, international collectors.
The big difference, of course, for us here locally with this show is that this is going to be the first show after the Louvre has opened its doors.
Yes.
in Abu Dhabi, and obviously has created headlines with that massive purchase, the 1.6 billion dirhams spent on the Leonardo da Vinci painting, the record set there. Are you expecting the Louvre to come and stock up locally at Art Dubai?
I would hope so. Look, the Louvre, as far as we are all concerned, was a great complement to the local cultural community. You know, we've been doing this for a number of years, so the fact that we now have an institution to augment the cultural offering of the UAE is fantastic. Do I want them to come and shop at Art Dubai? Of course I do.
Does it create more expectation, though, for more art institutions here? I mean, do museums and galleries beget more museums and galleries?
Well, I'm happy to let you know that this year we welcome about 100 museum groups. So we don't just have the local museums or institutions buying from Art Dubai. We also get the region and the international art scene. So people like the Tate, the British Museum, the Centre Pompidou, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, and more. Locally, we're seeing a lot more institutions, and this is a direct reflection of the growth and maturity of the art collector. Anyone can be an art collector, but to be a patron. So we've got, you know, organizations like Art Jamil that's opening later this year, which is headed by Antonia Carver, who used to head Art Dubai. We've got the Berjil Art Foundation in Sharjah, of course, the Louvre. We also have the Sheikha Salama Foundation, the Sharjah Art Foundation. So you, in different Emirates, so Dubai, Sharjah, and Abu Dhabi, actively establishing organizations to acquire but also support the arts.
What's the latest research you've done on the economic impact for Dubai? I know you had a study a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, looking at that
2015.
Impact. Yeah, maybe that needs updating. But yes. It's in the tens of millions of dollars, isn't it?
$35 million is how much people spent in hotels. This is excluding flights during the Art Week.
And that's going to be more this year? With more galleries and
I
more
hope
people.
So.
But what do you, and in terms of space, because Medina Jumeirah is, you know, is your home, and they do a wonderful job in converting it into a gallery, but it is limited in space, isn't it? I mean, I don't know where you'd put the extra galleries. I was there last year. It seemed chock-a-block.
I'll tell you. So we inaugurate a new section this year called Residence. And that has involved inviting 11 artists from around the world to come and complete residencies in the UAE for between 4 to 8 weeks. We've transformed the underground area in the contemporary halls to exhibit the works of these artists. So we're using
they're in the car park.
Every square meter we're transforming, yeah.
They're on a Dow.
But I mean, there are spaces. So this year, for example, in our modern hall, which is the ballroom inside the Mina Salam Hotel, which is the home of 16 galleries showcasing 20th century art from the Middle East, Africa, South Asia, we have two spaces in there that are going to host a non-selling exhibition. So the idea is not to grow size-wise. The idea is just to become a better, stronger fair.
And if you're not in the art industry, but you still fancy going to have a look, can you get in like anyone else? Do you have
Absolutely.
To pay to get in?
And
how does it
please,
work?
Please, please, please get online and buy your early bird tickets. So we have specials. If you get an online, if you go online today, you'll get 60 dirhams for a one-day pass and 100 dirhams for a three-day pass.
If I was just popping down for an hour, 2 hours, what would you tell me to go and see? What's
Look,
best?
Just visit all the halls, visit the Ebraj Group Art Prize, visit the room where we offer artists a space to create an immersive environment. Attend the talk at the Global Art Forum. This year, the theme is I Am Not a Robot. The title, and the theme is on automation. Just go and look and be inspired.
Myna Ayad, who is the Fair Director for Art Dubai, kicking off in around a fortnight. Thanks for your time
Thank
this morning.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.